Atzeri system, 10 standard years after the Yuuzhan-Vong War. Slave 1 in pursuit of prisoner Habuk. Boba Fett's private record.
Whatever he's paying you, Fett, I'll double it,
says the voice on the comlink. They say that a lot. They just don't understand the nature of a contract. This time it's an Atzeri glitterstim dealer called Habuk, who's overstepped the mark with the Traders Coalition to the tune of 400,000 credits.
A contract's a contract, I tell him.
Slave One is close enough on his tail to give me a visual on him. I swear he's flying an old Z95 headhunter. No hyperdrive, or he'd have jumped for it by now. And no wonder he's surprised. An old fire spray like Slave One shouldn't be able to catch him on sublight drive alone. But I've fitted a few more, extras recently. The only completely original part of Slave One now is the seat I'm in.
My laser cannon's armed,
says her book breathless.
Good for you. The galaxy's a dangerous place.
The headhunter executes a neat turn to port with its aft maneuvering jets, and Slave's laser locks onto the headhunter's drive signature, matching its turns and loops with no need for guidance from me. His engine flares in a ball of white light. The fighter begins an uncontrolled roll, and I have to gun it to get the tractor beam locked on and hull her book in. The grapple arms make a satisfying ka-chunk against the headhunter's airframe as I secure the fighter against the casing above Slave's torpedo launcher. Her book is making the noises of panic and pleading that I hardly notice these days. Some prisoners are defiant, but most give in to fear. He makes me offers all the way back to Atzeri, promising anything to survive.
I can pay you millions!
The contract is to deliver him alive.